Welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to 2018. Happy New Year. So this is going to be our prophetic update for what's coming for the next year. I have a newsletter coming out soon that'll have all this in it. So as as we begin to move into 2018, the year has already begun with Israel in the forefront, just as it was in 2017. Only this year begins with this administration being supportive of our allies, unlike last year where they were trying to sabotage them and disgrace them at the UN. So Israel is God's prophetic time clock, and everything revolves around Israel. But yes, there are many voices out there speaking many carnal-minded predictions that they think are prophetic and spiritual, but it's the blind leading the blind. So we have reached a point in time when all that has come before is now becoming obsolete, because God is going to begin to do new, unpredictable, prophetic things, world-changing events that alter your consciousness. So the first forewarning, there's a warning from the Lord coming for this year, saying that false prophecy will abound. And there's a word of caution on this, on a word of wisdom to those who have ears to hear. Certain events that are going to unfold will be proclaimed prophetic, but these events are being orchestrated by men who are attempting to bring about Bible prophecy through their own means. They think they are doing God's will, but they are pawns, and they are very much deceived. And so there are certain world leaders who have had words called prophetic spoken over them, and they are attempting to fulfill those words on their own. In other words, what was spoken to them is not something that's just unfolding by the will of God in His timing. They have taken it upon themselves to make prophecy happen. So fake prophets abound. Ministers speaking about prophecy who are not prophetic. They're self-proclaimed prophets, and they are being used by the enemy to mislead many. Most of these men are operating in the paranormal, not the prophetic. So this is the year for paranormal, self-proclaimed prophets who have no mind of Christ. They are hearing from a counterfeit Holy Spirit. There are going to be world-changing events with paranormal signs and wonders. Lies from the enemy, and life on this planet has moved into the paranormal, which is totally carnal in origin. So there are some scriptures, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. Strong delusion means deliberate lie, error, deceiver, and false prophet. The false prophet will create this lie along with NASA. So I have many cross references here. I want to read one of them. For the cross reference for the one I just gave you is 1 Kings 22:18-22. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord, saying, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, by what means? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. He said, you are to entice him, and you shall succeed. Go out and do so. So the Lord is literally sending out these lying spirits to the prophets. And the cross-reference to both those scriptures is Revelation 16:13-14. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophet three unclean spirits like frogs, where they have demonic spirits performing signs who go out abroad to the kings of the whole world to assemble them for the battle of God Almighty. And 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit expressively says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. You know, that sounds like, a lot to receive, but this, these spirits are teaching lies in the church right now. This isn't something that's going to happen. This is happening right now. There are people teaching lies from devils, you know. They don't have the mind of Christ. They're operating still in their carnal mind. And because, for whatever reason, because God sent them a lying spirit. So that's what's going on there. So the word of wisdom for 2018 is fake and false. Because this is the year of the battle for your mind. The enemy is bringing in such damnable hearsays to keep your mind operating carnally, which is paranormally, that, you will literally never have one glimpse of the mind of Christ if you're listening to these devils of doctrines of devils. So, little by little, your mind is being programmed. And when you stop questioning things, you have lost. You have to question everything, believe nothing. And if you do not know how to hear from the Holy Spirit, you will be deceived. The powers that be are being programmed to believe a lie that they will begin to impose on the world. This is a carnal mind concept of reality coming, and it is part of the enemy's plan to control the minds of the masses, to send a false concept of reality that will make our present one obsolete. So when this paranormal invasion of its vain imaginations, you know, in origin, do not listen to these vain imaginations of devils that are going to promote this lie on the whole world. Do not think that you know what the paranormal is. It's over your head. If you could discern what the paranormal was, then you would not need the Holy Spirit, because he's the only one to discern this type of deception. Some would even call this a false flag, but it is a lie of the devil. Now, I do have some good news, and that is at the same time all of this fake and false stuff is going on, God will begin to bring in the supernatural to do exploits in the supernatural that completely overrides the paranormal. So position yourself to move in the supernatural by casting down these vain, false, and fake prophets and prophecies that are carnal, and position yourself to be like Peter, who said in Acts 3:6, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Because if you're going to attempt to move in the supernatural in these coming days, and you are going to be, if you're going to have the wrong motives, you're going to end up like Ananias and Sapphira. Read Acts 5. So, Recall how many false prophets died in the last 2 years. God is on the move, and he's not putting up with any more people saying that he sent them and they said this and that, and it's all a pack of paranormal lies. So, my friend, beware, be forewarned, and get on the mind of Christ and determine to walk in the supernatural by the Holy Ghost. And if you need prayer, call the prayer line. God loves you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.